Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 506. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. What we're doing is reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read Isaiah 58 through 60. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 58. The Lord says, "Shout out loud. Don't hold back. Shout out loud like a trumpet. Tell my people what they have done against their God. Tell the family of Jacob about their sins. They still come every day looking for me and want to learn my ways. They act just like a nation that does what is right, that obeys the commands of its God. They ask me to judge them fairly. They want God to be near them. They say, 'To honor you, we had special days when we fasted, but you didn't see. We humbled ourselves to honor you, but you didn't notice.' But the Lord says, 'You do what pleases yourselves on these special days, and you are unfair to your workers. On these special days when you fast, you argue and fight and hit each other with your fists. You cannot do these things as you do now and believe your prayers are heard in heaven. This special kind of day is not what I want. This is not the way I want people to be sorry for what they have done. I don't want people just to bow their heads like a plant and wear rough cloth and lie in ashes to show their sadness. This is what you do on your special days when you fast, but do you think this is what the Lord wants? I will tell you the kind of fast I want. Free the people you have put in prison unfairly and undo their chains. Free those to whom you are unfair and stop their hard labor. Share your food with the hungry and bring poor, homeless people into your own homes. When you see someone who has no clothes, give him yours, and don't refuse to help your own relatives. Then your light will shine like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your God will walk before you, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then you will call out, and the Lord will answer. You will cry out, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you stop making trouble for others, if you stop using cruel words and pointing your finger at others, if you feed those who are hungry and take care of the needs of those who are troubled, then your light will shine in the darkness, and you will be bright like sunshine at noon. The Lord will always lead you. He will satisfy your needs in dry lands and give strength to your bones. You will be like a garden that has much water, like a spring that never runs dry. Your people will rebuild the old cities that are now in ruins. You will rebuild their foundations. You will be known for repairing the broken places and for rebuilding the roads and houses. You must obey God's law about the Sabbath and not do what pleases yourselves on that holy day. You should call the Sabbath day a joyful day and honor it as the Lord's holy day. You should honor it by not doing whatever you please nor saying whatever you please on that day. Then you will find joy in the Lord, and I will carry you to the high places above the earth. I will let you eat the crops of the land your ancestor Jacob had. The Lord has said these things." Isaiah chapter 59. Surely the Lord's power is enough to save you. He can hear you when you ask him for help. It is your evil that has separated you from your God. Your sins cause him to turn away from you, so he does not hear you. With your hands you have killed others, and with your fingers you have done wrong. With your lips you have lied, and with your tongue you say evil things. People take each other to court unfairly, and no one tells the truth in arguing his case. They accuse each other falsely and tell lies. They cause trouble and create more evil. They hatch evil like eggs from poisonous snakes. If you eat one of those eggs, you'll die, and if you break one open, a poisonous snake comes out. People tell lies as they would spin a spider's web. The webs they make cannot be used for clothes. You can't cover yourself with those webs. The things they do are evil, and they use their hands to hurt others. They eagerly run to do evil, and they are always ready to kill innocent people. They think evil thoughts. Everywhere they go, they cause ruin and destruction. They don't know how to live in peace, and there is no fairness in their lives. They are dishonest. Anyone who lives as they live will never have peace. Fairness has gone far away. Goodness is nowhere to be found. We wait for the light, but there is only darkness now. We hope for a bright light, but all we have is darkness. We're like the blind feeling our way along a wall. We feel our way as if we had no eyes. In the brightness of day, we trip as if it were night. We are like dead men among the strong. All of us growl like bears. We call out sadly like the doves. We look for justice, but there isn't any. We want to be saved, but salvation is far away. We have done many wrong things against our God. Our sins show we are wrong. We know that we have turned against God. We know the evil things we have done, sinning and rejecting the Lord, turning away from our God, planning to hurt others and to disobey God, planning and speaking lies. So we have driven away justice, and we have kept away from what is right. Truth is not spoken in the streets. What is honest is not allowed to enter the city. Truth cannot be found anywhere, and people who refuse to do evil are attacked. The Lord looked and could not find any justice, and he was displeased. He could not find anyone to help the people, and he was surprised that there was no one to help. So he used his own power to save the people. His own goodness gave him strength. He covered himself with goodness like armor. He put the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on his clothes for punishing and wrapped himself in the coat of his strong love. The Lord will pay back his enemies for what they have done. He will show his anger to those who were against him. He will punish the people in faraway places as they deserve. Then people from the west will fear the Lord, and people from the east will fear his glory. The Lord will come quickly like a fast-flowing river driven by the breath of the Lord. Then a Savior will come to Jerusalem and to the people of Jacob who have turned from sin, says the Lord. The Lord says, "This is my agreement with these people. My spirit and my words that I give you will never leave you or your children or your grandchildren, now and forever." Isaiah chapter 60. Jerusalem, get up and shine, because your light has come and the glory of the Lord shines on you. Darkness now covers the earth. Deep darkness covers your people. But the Lord shines on you, and people see his glory around you. Nations will come to your light. Kings will come to the brightness of your sunrise. Look around you. People are gathering and coming to you. Your sons are coming from far away, and your daughters are coming with them. When you see them, you will shine with happiness. You will be excited and full of joy, because the wealth of the nations across the seas will be given to you. The riches of the nations will come to you. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels from Midian and Ephah. People will come from Sheba bringing gold and incense, and they will sing praises to the Lord. All the sheep from Kedar will be given to you. The sheep from Nebaioth will be brought to you. They will be pleasing sacrifices on my altar, and I will make my beautiful temple more beautiful. The people are returning to you like clouds, like doves flying to their nests. People in faraway lands are waiting for me. The great trading ships will come first, bringing your children from faraway lands, and with them silver and gold. They will honor the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who does wonderful things for you. Jerusalem, foreigners will rebuild your walls, and their kings will serve you. When I was angry, I hurt you, but now I want to be kind to you and comfort you. Your gates will always be open. They will not be closed day or night, so the nations can bring their wealth to you, and their kings will be led to you. The nation or kingdom that doesn't serve you will be destroyed. It will be completely ruined. The great trees of Lebanon will be given to you, its pine, fir, and cypress trees together. You will use them to make my temple beautiful, and I will give much honor to this place where I rest my feet. The people who have hurt you will bow down to you. Those who hated you will bow down at your feet. They will call you the city of the Lord, Jerusalem, the city of the Holy One of Israel. You have been hated and left empty with no one passing through, but I will make you great from now on. You will be a place of happiness forever and ever. You will be given what you need from the nations, like a child drinking milk from its mother. Then you will know that it is I, the Lord, who saves you. You will know that the powerful one of Jacob protects you. I will bring you gold in place of bronze, silver in place of iron, bronze in place of wood, iron in place of rocks. I will change your punishment into peace, and you will be ruled by what is right. There will be no more violence in your country. It will not be ruined or destroyed. You will name your walls Salvation, and your gates Praise. The sun will no longer be your light during the day, nor will the brightness from the moon be your light, because the Lord will be your light forever, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will never be dark, because the Lord will be your light forever, and your time of sadness will end. All of your people will do what is right. They will receive the earth forever. They are like the plant I have planted, the work of my own hands, to show my greatness. The smallest family will grow to 1,000. The least important of you will become a powerful nation. I am the Lord, and when it is time, I will make these things happen quickly. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Let's take a look for a moment at chapter 58. As you listen to it, did it occur to you that things haven't changed a whole lot with the way people were then and the way we are now? I'm thinking about verses 2 through 5. God says, "They still come every day looking for me and want to learn my ways. They act just like a nation that does what is right, that obeys the commands of its God. They ask me to judge them fairly. They want God to be near them. They say, 'To honor you, we have special days when we fasted.'" Well, so far that sounds pretty good, right? Sounds like they're doing all the right things. Don't we do that, at least as individuals? Of course, our nation is far from God, but those of us that call ourselves believers can probably echo that verse. We go to church. Some of us even have special days that we set aside for God. Easter, Christmas. Oh yeah, those have gotten pretty commercialized, haven't they? Well, let's continue. Backing up just a bit so you get the whole context of the sentence, God says, "They say, 'To honor you, we had special days when we fasted, but you didn't see. We humbled ourselves to honor you, but you didn't notice.'" Well, sounds like things are going south here, doesn't it? What could be wrong? Well, God tells them. "But the Lord says, 'You do what pleases yourselves on these special days, and you're unfair to your workers. On these special days when you fast, you argue and fight and hit each other with your fists.'" Yeah, that could be a problem. What they're doing is not focusing on God during their special days, but being selfish and self-centered. God says, "You cannot do these things as you do now and believe your prayers are heard in heaven." Well, what do you know? We can't continue to seek our own way and then think that God will hear our prayers. Go figure. Listen, God has more to say. He says, "This kind of special day is not what I want. This is not the way I want people to be sorry for what they've done. I don't want people to just bow their heads like a plant and wear rough cloth and lie in ashes to show their sadness. This is what you do on your special days when you fast, but do you think this is what the Lord wants?" Friends, God is not interested in an outward show of sacrifice. He's interested in what's going on in our heart. He went on to tell the people what they could do to demonstrate in a real and meaningful way that they get it by actually doing acts of charity for their fellow man. They were to live out love for one another, and in so doing, be God's hands of love. A cold and dead sacrifice is nothing to God. He wants us to live lives that demonstrate His love. I'm going to close the show today a bit differently. As we end the week, I want you to hear a song by an artist that went to be with the Lord almost 34 years ago to the day that this episode was published. July 28th will be exactly 34 years, and I still miss him. It's a rare time when I don't cry when I hear his music, because God still uses it to touch my heart. I believe Keith Green was a prophet. Not the kind of prophet that speaks of the future, but a prophet who truly heard from the Lord and spoke for him. If you're not familiar with Keith Green, I encourage you to listen to this song and the rest of his catalog as well. This one is called "To Obey is Better Than Sacrifice."
To obey is better than sacrifice. I don't need your money. I want your life. And I hear you say that I'm coming back soon, but you act like I'll never return. Well, you speak of grace and my love so sweet, how you thrive on milk but return. And I can't help weeping at how it will be if you keep on ignoring my word. Well, you pray to prosper and succeed, but your flesh is something
Thanks for listening, and thanks for being with me today. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.